on me. Baby, let your love come pouring down on me. Let your love come pouring down on me. Just let it pour down on me like the rain. Like the rain, like the rain, like the rain. Baby, let your love come pouring down on me. Like the rain. And let it come crashing down. Like thunder, oh, baby, let your love come pouring down on me. Baby, let your love come pouring down on me. Baby, let your love come pouring down on me. Oh yeah, yeah. Ooh, those keys. Pouring down on me, baby, just shower me with your love. This is Sandy Drive.
I don't know why you call yourself Tandy Dry, because I'm so it. Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
Welcome to it. It's Duncan on Cliff Central, holding it down for our great brother, O'Neill, Botswana's finest. He sadly couldn't be with us today. He's got a gig in Botswana. So I'm just stepping in, and I should be with you guys for the next hour. It should be amazing. First of all, Tandy Dry. That was amazing stuff. We started off the show with a Tandy Dry song called Let Your Love Pour Down On Me.
It's actually called Down On Me.
Oh, yes. That could mean a lot of things. But anyway, and then we tried to slow down the song a bit just to hear her vocal range and her strength and her sound.
Wow.
And I must say, that was absolutely mind-blowing. That was amazing.
Thank you so much, Duncan.
We are actually, I'm actually honored to be in your presence. You know, I've been warned about a lady in red. Stay away from the lady in red. You know, ladies in red are such a distraction.
It's actually not red. The kind of red you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you guys are very lucky that we are spending the next hour with Tandy Dry. Like I said, my name is Duncan, and we have our in-house keyboardist. His name is Junior. Junior, what's up?
How's it, man?
I'm very well, man.
Yeah, good, sir.
Good job. By the way, we played the song for Junior. Junior got the chords and started jamming straight away.
Yeah,
Junior, you are impressive.
Oh, thanks, man.
But back to you, Tandy Dry. Where have you been all along? Like, where have you been missing in the industry? Someone like you, you've got the look, you've got the voice, but where have you been?
Oh, gosh. Oh, that question.
To an alien, you just landed from Mars. Who is Tandy Dry? What does she do? Bloody, bloody, blah.
Okay, let me just make this short.
Yeah,
and
that's
simple.
That's the point, yeah.
Tandy Dry is from KZN, from a little cute town called Margate in the South Coast.
Yeah.
I moved to Joburg in 2010, at the end of like 2010. And after my trick, I was like to my mom, I just want to do music. I've always wanted to do music.
Let me stop you there. She was like, what?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, sorry, that was just a stereotypical response that you get sometimes.
Okay, I was raised up by a German lady, so it wasn't those typical, you know, you must go to school and be a doctor.
Be a banker.
Yeah. So my mom was like, yeah, do whatever you want, but make it, you know, make it happen. I did try to do the whole studying route, but it just didn't go well for me there. So I just stuck to music. I've been doing music since 2010. I'm also not only a vocalist, I'm a DJ, and I also produce some of my own stuff.
Do you play piano?
I wish I could play the piano.
Well, Junior.
I wish I could play as well as Junior. Like, literally, for me to get a chord, it takes me an hour. Like, to get a perfect chord.
With practice.
Yeah.
You know, with practice.
So yeah, I don't, there's not much about me. I'm just a crazy person. I love music. Yeah, also love
to that.
No,
I'm just obsessed with music.
I'm very glad that you finally made it and your music's starting to be out there and people are hearing of you. But now, how hard is it? How hard do you think it is? How hard is it going to be for you to break into the industry and reach the heights of the likes of I almost said Boosie, you know, because she's blowing up, she's doing world tours, she's appreciated. So, how hard?
Okay,
would it be?
It is. I wonder. It's not easy because I am an independent artist. Like, I do everything myself.
That is impressive.
So thank you so much. So I don't have like the backup of a label or this or that. So how do I put it? I think it's just my dedication to my work. I think my work will speak for itself. I mean, I'm here today, and I'm like, oh, who am I? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I think if I carry on pushing until I find people that do recognize what I can do. And I think they do see something.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
They do see something in Tandy Drive. So I feel Uti, the day I find another person or another label that sees that, yeah, and my phone. So yeah, I think the day that I find that.
I think you should be careful if you're looking for that right person or that the day you find that record label that might want to sign you. Because I hear a lot of artists say that they become compromised. Their art becomes compromised. Now that you find that you really want to sing about the birds and the bees, but now your record label is going to want you to sing about popping bottles and every day's a party. So I think you should just be careful in your approach and looking for that right person.
Well, okay, so how can I put this? I've had a few labels, like some good labels have...
it's cool. You're a star.
I have had like some labels that have like come up to me and we've spoken, but I just felt that their deal with what I want doesn't go with what I believe in, and I also felt like I'm being exploited. So I'm doing all the work and I'm not really getting anything out of it, because I feel if you're gonna sign an artist, you need to help that artist grow from where they are.
Yeah,
because to a certain extent, I can't keep on being an independent artist or keep on doing things myself.
You can actually.
That's just the way that I feel. Ah. Like eventually, I'm gonna need help. I can't manage myself, be my own stylist. Gonna need a team. So I even believe that like Beyonce is not Beyonce without a team.
That is
do
true.
You understand?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I feel that eventually I am gonna need a team. And then the people that did go to school, like, manage certain things that I didn't go to school for.
Yeah, yeah,
to understand.
Yeah. That makes complete sense.
So, yeah, like, that's just the way that I feel about my brand. So until I find those different individuals who can kind of grow the brand Tandy Dry.
Say now I had my own record label.
Yeah.
And you wanted to become a part of it.
Yeah.
How would we seal the deal with you? What would your demands be? And expectations, you know. Maybe I do have a record label. Maybe there's Cliff Central Records. This is your test.
Honestly speaking, Duncan, I'm not someone who has demands. I just wish that I could really level with people. It would be like, okay, Tandy, this is what you've done. This is what we can do for you, and this is how we can grow the brand Tandy Dry. Because like I said, I still feel good. I can't do it alone. Do you understand?
No man is an island.
Exactly. So yeah. I would need like let's say Duncan Records. Duncan Records would be like, okay, Tandy, we've seen all your work and we've seen what you've done. This is how we wanna, you know, elevate Tandy Dry.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'd have to hear what, you know, and if I agree with it and I feel that this is what, you know, I should do, then I'd probably sign with you. So I'm still waiting for that. I haven't gotten that yet.
Well, I just want to say I have been listening to some of your music. And I must say, most of it is more house music based.
Yes.
I'll ask you this. Is that the direction you've always wanted to venture in? Or is it because it's what's trending? It's what's getting the people to move?
Honestly speaking, I actually grew up listening to a lot of R&B, like R&B gospel and stuff like that. So I've always wanted to do like R&B, maybe a bit, you know, the blues and stuff like that. But when I moved up to Joburg, I mean, the farms where I come from in the South Coast, no one knew me. So the only people that would actually kind of approach me were house producers. So
hate them. Can't stand them.
Why?
I'll tell you later. But carry on.
Okay. Oh wow. I'm a house producer, but
dude, it's so. Dude, I was, but I just outgrew it. You know. I think we've all been on a musical journey. You know, yeah. It starts with hearing the commercial music on the radio, but then you find your own sound.
Yeah.
And you start liking that, but then maybe you outgrow that, and then it becomes like a musical journey because I'm at the point in my life where I'm listening to a lot of hardcore jazz, you know. But I've been through all the other genres, but this is where my heart lies, you know. But are you still on your musical journey, or well, I think we will forever be on a musical journey.
Like, okay, honestly speaking, I always tell people that, like, okay, as a vocalist, if you are a jazz artist or producer and you come with a jazz song and I feel it and I can rock it, why not? Or you even come with the EDM song, you know, and if I feel it and I can't do it, then why not? So I don't, it's just that it's very rare to find jazz artists or like, you know, your EDM artist coming up to me being like, yo, so Tandy, could you, you know, rock this?
What's your idea of the perfect Tandy Dry song?
Oh gosh.
Well, let's say the perfect album.
Okay. Honestly, the
while you think about it,
yeah,
I just want to remind the listeners that 40 minutes from now, we've got a new segment on the show. It's called Hashtag I'm Trying to Break In. So we invite bands from anywhere and everywhere, and they can just come in at Cliff Central Studios and just try to break in. So this is just like a platform that we offer them. So today's band is called The Flash Point, a group of handsome looking young fellas. Still in high school, trying to break in. So I hope that Tandy Dry will be here and we'll listen into the gentlemen and see how this can grow.
Okay.
I did listen to some of their music. It's very good. It's very good. You know what I mean? But you were still saying the perfect Tandy Dry album.
I think the perfect...
Your vision.
My vision will be an album that crosses over into... If you like EDM and you listen to a Tandy Dry album, you'd be like, oh, I actually like the song. You know, even if it's a house song. So I just like touching or going across to people that maybe wouldn't listen to a certain genre. So I think that would be the perfect Tandy Dry album.
Something for everyone.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Quarter to something for everyone.
Can be a bit risky because I'd probably just like one track on the album because everything else wouldn't be for me, you know?
Like, okay. I wouldn't, though, do not get me wrong, I wouldn't like put jazz and gospel and in this.
Of course.
Okay, let's say if I'm doing a house genre album, I could do maybe a jazzy feel, but it would be more lounge and it's still house.
Hey, I'd like to introduce you to someone. I don't know, but because you said you love your soul R&B, have you ever heard of Esperanza Spalding?
Oh gosh, that name does sound familiar.
Look,
that sounds familiar.
This is Esperanza Spalding. This is something that's missing within our industry. Just check this out for a second.
Okay.
I miss this kind of, I love this kind of stuff. Listen to it. I don't know what happened there, but that is the sound that I was telling you about. Wow. So I think at the moment, because you've told the listeners about who you are, what you believe in, I think it's about time that we take that song from you. I think it's called it's you and Cuba feat. It's called I'm in Love Calma.
Okay, it's a Columbus, some edit that I did for like performance.
Really?
Yes.
So are you going to perform this for us now?
Yes, I am.
What an absolute pleasure to be in the presence of Tandy Dry. Yes, this is Duncan and I'm holding it down for O'Neill. Later on, we've got a segment called Hashtag I'm Trying to Break In. We've got a group of guys, a band, that are just going to perform their song. And hopefully, this is the platform that will help get them out there. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a group. It's called FBRY, short for February. And they should be also amazing. So I think it's about that time as she sips the water slowly. It's about time we take that song from Tandy, and I hope you enjoy. Be back right after that.
Bappin' that in that day. Oh, oh, oh. Sorry, can you just turn the volume up a bit? Thank you. Oh, I woke up, babe, with a smile on my face. Just the thought of you, yeah, has already made my day. And I know you're lying right next to me. Not even words can explain how you make me feel. I'm in love with you.
Now, wasn't that special, man? I mean, Tandy Try, where have you been all of my life, man? I can't wait till you blow up. But this is one of the platforms that will make sure that you blow up, man. The world is your... Do they say the world is your oyster?
Or platter? No, I'm joking.
I don't know. Anyway, the world is yours. That's all I can say, man. Yeah. Just a reminder, 20 minutes from now, we'll be hanging out with our crew, Flashpoint. Hashtag, I'm trying to break in to the Cliff Central playlist and whatever. You know, hey, guys, shout outs to you. To see you guys just now. And then in studio, we've got another group. It's called FBRY, February.
February.
Yeah, dude, want to tell us quickly about the name, February?
Okay, well, basically, February is just... it's a concept we came up with when we were making our music. Basically, we made a lot of our songs late at night, and we felt that February was something that reminded us of the color violet, and that's kind of the color of the sky that you see between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And we would get lost within that and that feeling, and we wanted to bring that out within our songs.
As well, like February is, because you think of February as flowers, you know, the love.
Maybe you think of February as flowers.
Okay.
But I know a certain fella who thinks of February and he thinks a lot of other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a bit subjective. But anyway.
Yeah. But, it's literally just about, February being a love concept, and us, our love songs aren't really love songs. You know, we look at love
Junior,
songs.
Junior, did you hear that? Love songs. I think today love is the theme. Yeah. So, who's the singer between you guys?
Both of us.
Oh, that is delicious.
Yeah.
So we've got two vocalists and a female vocalist. I feel a harmony coming on here.
Yeah.
So what can we sing, Junior? What can we do, my brother? What are you in the mood for? I think we should play the word game, you know? The word game, guys, that's what we do. Oh, let's call it the phrase game for today, you know? We're just going to throw a phrase up onto you guys. Then Junior will be on keys. I'll probably play some drums too.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
I love how this just like
I'm like, how
yeah, sing.
No drums though.
Okay.
Cool. Gina's gonna get the drums ready, and it's just gonna be a phrase. What could be today's phrase? What lipstick?
No.
Today's phrase is lipstick and love. So you just sing whatever, but we've got old folks listening outside, so you want to keep it friendly.
Yeah.
Just for today. But yeah, usually, you know, let's just respect the others. But anyway, it's
like we do come from our folks. So
yeah,
they
that is true.
And how it all happens.
So today's theme is lipstick and love in February. Is that cool with everyone?
I'm all right with that.
I'm trying to see what's going to come out of this.
So, Junior, just give us a melody there.
Ladies first.
Tandy Joy.
Oh, gosh. If only you could wrap me around your lips like my lipstick in February.
If only, yeah, I take you down. I know you need it now. I know you need it now. The red lipstick, oh, 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 girl, you got me red.
Okay.
Lipstick in February.
Baby boy, won't you wrap me around your lips? Ooh. In February, yeah.
Baby girl, you know I got you. No, I know I got you. Bring it out for you. Lipstick and love. Lipstick and love. Hey.
Okay, I actually like that. Lipstick and love.
That's our hook, yeah.
Lipstick and love. Lipstick and love. Lipstick and love.
Hey, 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 I think I just came up with the perfect title for a song.
Right?
Lipstick and love. And love.
Better get us those royalties, though.
But then, while I was thinking about it, another title came up to my mind. Let's stick in love. You know, lipstick in love. Let's stick in love.
Stick in love.
The whole day. That's another phrase. You know, let's stick in love. Me and my girl are going through a tough time. So write us a song of how her and I can stick in love.
Right. Okay.
Keep it together.
Justin Bieber. Remind me of Justin Bieber.
You've been here a long, long time. You know you gotta keep it together. I'll be here forever.
Baby, I'll keep it on. I will do whatever you want me to do. Yeah, let's go down on this. I'll be your lipstick, baby.
Baby, it's been a long time.
Too long, baby.
Too long. Can't let this go. Can't let this go. Baby. No.
Just as long as you don't wipe my lipstick off your face.
Never.
No,
I won't wipe
this lipstick off your face. No.
I am privileged to be in the presence of such great artists, man. It's amazing stuff. I won't lie. At face value, looking at these guys, it's like they're probably going to fix your tire. You know? They don't have the...
Wow.
I said at face value. But, you know...
It's look like we're going to fix your tire right now.
Well, are you going to rob me right now? What I'm trying to put out there to the listeners is that they don't have that common look of an artist, you know. They don't have any swagger with them, but it's what comes from within. So with people like this, you know that they're really doing it for the love, you know. It's not about the sunshine or the fame, you know. I'm very honored to be in your guys' presence. You guys are amazing. And I just have to say, what's your name, brother?
Siriso, brother. My friends call me Ted, though.
No. But you're going to have to come up with like a cool artist name. You can't be going around. Oh, well, maybe you could.
I can.
But maybe it's not acceptable. You know what I mean? So we could give you a cool name right now.
You could, like.
What pops up to your head when you look at my taxi driver friend?
Tire changer.
Yeah. Bad joke, dude. But I have to say, man.
Yeah.
Amazing. Did you blew me away? Would it be an insult when I said you kind of reminded me of Justin Bieber?
A little bit in a way, because I'm trying to really be me.
Can I call it the Bieber factor? There's that I could hear how young you are from your voice, you know what I mean?
Well, if you're saying I have the Bieber factor, it sounds like 400,000 plus first week, so that I wouldn't mind that.
Definitely. You know what? Keep pushing. I feel like I should properly introduce you to our listeners. So we're going to take a song from you guys. It's called Won't Let the City Down. You want to talk about the song now or later? You know, let's take the song. Introduce you guys properly to the listeners. Check the song by the fellas. It's called Won't Let My City Down. Like the PC's lit. Oh, there you go. Beautiful song, by the way. We've all heard how they say looks can be deceiving.
This guy's going.
I love it.
But I'll tell you, man, looks can be really deceiving, man.
Sorry, I just got a question to ask you. How do males do that? Like, one minute you're like,
where's it coming from?
I always ask him.
Like, I can't sing that high. It's so unfair.
Okay, hold on. With me, I haven't been singing as long as him.
Oh,
so
okay.
I can sing this range, but I can't exactly explain it. I've been singing for like 2 years, 3 years.
Okay.
So what I do, it's just what I feel. I'm not really sure where it comes from or how it works out, quite honestly. Yeah.
The technical term is called falsetto.
Oh.
It's when a male goes up in a female range, the highest.
Thank you, Duncan.
Sorry. I did study music. But theoretically, I wish. Look, I think a lot of people will go through their lives thinking that they're musicians and grab a computer, start programming some beats. But I'll tell you, you need to be a musician. You know, you have to be a musical person, have a musical soul. So I dedicated 5 years of my life trying to break in the industry thinking that I could make the biggest song ever. But I'm just not a musical being, you know. So what we're trying to discuss here, it's something that you are born with. Am I lying or am I lying?
It's the bar rate. It's true.
It's true, guys.
All true.
But I will put this out there. Listening to your guys' music. Do you guys know Victor Duplay?
No. Oh, I've not heard of Victor Duplay.
You guys are just trying to play it cool because...
No.
You're trying to play it cool because listening to some of your sound, you can actually hear that some things... I don't want to say we're depicted from Victor Duplay, but the sound you guys are trying to go for...
Is he a local artist?
No, he could never be.
No.
He's too good to be local.
Yo.
Just turn it down a bit there.
Straight up.
Hello.
So, just from hearing you guys...
What are we doing here again?
We're just trying to put ourselves out there, you know? So this is a Victor Duplay song, and just tell me if you can hear a resemblance in this.
Okay.
This is called Make a Baby.
Make a Baby.
No, it's the name of the song, guys.
No, like,
don't try making a baby. Don't ever mind me. And just a slight reminder, 2 minutes from now, well, a couple of minutes from now, we're going to have our segment, hashtag I'm trying to break in. So we got a bunch of guys, Flashpoint, outside there. They're going to play some drums for us and put themselves out there. But for now, we're trying to hear if if these guys could learn from Victor Duplay. How sick is the beat? Listen to this.
It sounds good. I'm surprised I've come across it.
So, Tandy Dry, I don't know what you think about that. Isn't there... It's similar, you know.
Can I be honest?
Yeah. Be honest.
Honestly speaking, I think they sound... It sounds more like, you know, your James Blake, your Frank Ocean, your The Weeknd, I think, or Weeknd, something like that. I think that's where maybe
those
some
are familiar
influence.
Names.
Yeah.
Dude, you know...
I've heard of those guys.
I'm telling you, don't be afraid to learn from other people that are doing a great job. You know, they're setting a great example. Don't be ashamed, man, you know.
No, our boy Victor, I mean, yeah, big ups to Victor. And he's also very, very good as well.
You know Victor Duplay?
Yes, I do.
Ah, you and I are going out after this thing. Just to talk about Victor, how influential he's been in the music industry and how helpful he's been to other local artists, you know? Is that cool with you?
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, I think before we move on to our segment, hashtag, I'm trying to break in, I think it would be only right if we took a freestyle. The gentlemen feel like freestyling and tell you try. Please. Please jump in, guys. But don't make it look bad. So these guys are trying to make up their mind. Which song is it going to be? Is it going to be Ray Charles, or is it going to be Anyway? What do you guys feel like?
It's got to be Anyway, guys.
Anyway.
I love these boys. They love singing.
These guys are amazing. I think it's amazing that we could just bring all you guys together, and who knows what could grow from this. So whenever you guys are ready, we got Anyway. You can jump in, Tandy, whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, for the intro, we don't have anything for this intro.
What is the song about?
Anyway.
Basically,
tell me anyway.
I left. You'll hear some of the stuff and then I guess you can go in.
It's about Anyway.
Anyway.
It's an issue about an ex and leaving her, basically. And we're at the club and we're turning it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's me now, though.
Cool.
I'm flooding in my lungs. I'm showing all the signs. Smoking oceans over here. You know we smoking oceans over way. But wait, where you going?
Told you I could take you there. Foot on the gas, I still gotta hit it. Puff, pass, girl, I just broke up with my long time. Now I'm trying to get you out long time. Cause I fuck her anyway. Fuck that. Tell me what you fuck her anyway. Fuck that. Tell me what she fuck her anyway. Fuck that. Tell me what she said. Any good.
Anyway,
it's a girl. A girl stepping up a little bit. Hey.
What do you mean where I'm going? Yeah.
It's a feature.
I've had enough of your bill-ish. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm walking away from you.
Don't walk away from me, babe, no.
So don't you dare tell me anyway, cause there's
anyway.
There's no way, right?
Tell me what you fuck her anyway. Fuck that bitch. Tell me what you fuck her anyway. Fuck that bitch. Tell me what you say.
Okay.
Tell me what you say. Tell me what you...
We started out broke, constantly on the road, cutting up in the streets, like we would never get old, Okay, just go.
It's better than a lot of rappers out here.
Bring it, girl.
I think like she's out of song.
Rap.
Well, you beat a lot of local rappers.
Oh, gosh.
In those two bars.
I have to say, I'm Junior, how do you feel about this? In the presence of great musicians, pure musicianship, you know, that's the relationship between musicianship. Yeah. You would know, Junior.
Yeah. Wow, they're just amazing, man, you know.
You know
just
what, guys?
Great music.
I think it's about time we move on to the segment called hashtag I'm breaking in. So I would like the guys just to step up to the window microphone, just the lead singer, and just tell us about yourselves. Where are they? Oh, they came in. Ah, these guys are in a hurry. Welcome, guys. Welcome in. How's it going? Very well. Let's grab a mic.
Come here, someone.
Oh, success. Welcome, everyone. Just to draw a picture for the listeners out there, these guys came straight from high school, is it?
Yes.
And they heard about the segment. Hashtag, I'm trying to break in. Gareth Cliff is my man. He'll put me out there. And honestly, I don't know how to address these guys. You know, I'm a bit nervous. You know, like, they've got guitars, they're in blazers, they're in suits. So I'm not going to say much. All I'm just going to ask, I'm going to ask you guys politely, whenever you guys are ready. Just give us, introduce yourselves to the listeners musically. So we got two guitars in the studio. Of course, let's just get your names first.
Well, I'm Connor.
Well, I'm Warwick.
And I'm Ben.
And I'm Duncan. And this is the segment called Hashtag I'm Trying to Break In. Yeah. So this is your attempt trying to break into the Cliff Central playlist. Let's hear it, guys.
Well, we are Flashpoint. We're a band who's been together for about 5 years. We played at lots of school functions, obviously. And the first one we played at was a Heritage Day festival. And then since then, we've been fortunate enough to open for Daniel Barron. We've opened for Matthew Moll. We've played at Tan's Cafe. And luckily, the one time we played in front of a bunch of judges. And one of the judges was Graham Watkins from Graham Watkins Project. So, yeah, we're fortunate enough to take our music to levels that we never thought we could when we started. And individually, we've all been playing music. Well, I've been playing for 10 years, the drums. So I've been doing the exams and all of that, but had to stop when school obviously got in the way. But individually, we all accomplished musicians, and we're just trying to show what we want to be and show the music that we really enjoy.
So what I'm getting from your whole sentence, brother, is that between the three of you guys, there's some music that lies within.
Yeah.
And you just want to put it out there.
Yeah, exactly. Some passion.
You know, but I have to say, a lot of the messages that are coming out there is, you know, love songs, you know.
Yeah, teenage love songs.
Exactly. Yeah, so what's your guys' direction? What are you guys leaning towards? Is it more about, let us know.
Well, we kind of cover a whole bunch of different genres and different topics and stuff. One of our originals is just about music and the love of music. And where
you know,
that, where
I think that's
from.
The song we should take. All you know, right. I've had it with these love songs. You know?
Exactly.
I've been in and out of love, but these songs don't change anything, brothers.
Cool.
So whenever you guys are ready, just give us your best performance.
Yeah. So this
hashtag
song,
I'm trying to break in. Remember.
Yeah. Hashtag. Exactly. Yeah. Well, this song is called "Music's in My Head," and as Connor said, it's just about the love of music.
Take it away.
Suffocating, can barely breathe. These metal bars are wrapped around me. There's nowhere to move, nowhere to go. I see the light, gotta find myself the key. Oh, now.
Hey, dude. That was delicious. You know, if that was a flavor, I'd want it every day. I just want to say I missed the drums. I wish we had the whole setup in here. But I have to say, props, dude. Good performance. Hashtag, you guys just broke in. Awesome. Amazing stuff, You guys should be amazing. I don't know. Tandy Dry, what do you think about that? You know, it may be something that's very far from you. I don't know why I said that. But what do you think? Just from a listener's perspective.
Okay, you guys remind me of me back in my days when I was at school. And I was just pushing. And I love you guys' sound. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you.
Dedication, dude, I must
say. They are dedicated.
There's a lot of strength in your voice. You know, I wish you guys nothing but good luck.
Thanks, man.
I've been checking out some of your videos, live performances. You guys actually performed in front of a big crowd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take me there. The first time you saw that big, I'd faint, dude. Not everyone can stand in front of a crowd, I think.
It was
hectic. Obviously, it was hectic.
Yeah.
But how hectic was it? Did you want to run back to the stage and be like, no, I can't do this? What pushed you? How did you get your inner strength to be like, you know what, I'm in?
Well, when you, before the show, and you tuning your guitars and you're trying to get all the chords right and remember all the lyrics and stuff, you're freaking out, your heart is racing and everything's shaking, you're freaking out.
Hey, let me stop you right there. Let's just take it from Tandy, someone who has a lot of experience in the industry. How would you tackle this? How would you approach the nerves? How do you fight them off? Do you say, no, I'm not nervous, I'm just excited, my body's just confused with the emotions? How do you deal with it?
Okay, actually what I used to do is I'd kind of take a sneak peek at the crowd and then kind of look at them and pretend they're naked. Okay, no, I'm joking. But no, I would kind of like just take a sneak peek and I would welcome what I'm seeing in front of me and just channel my energy. It's okay, this is what I'm about to do. Hi, I'm Tandy. It's a mental thing that I would do.
So it isn't a shock when you say about I'm
saying. Yes, exactly. So I don't get there and it's like, let's get action. And there's so many people. So that's what I do. Sometimes you can't always actually just go and look at the crowd. Exactly. So yeah, just breathe in and breathe out. And
what I do is, while I'm freaking out, I kind of just accept it and then, because I know when I walk out on stage, it'll all be fine. I don't feel nervous on stage. I'm just completely, like, focused on what I have to do and, having fun.
You just have to, like, tell yourself, you know this stuff, you've practiced it, like, a million times. And
And Ben and I normally, when Connor's in his zone at the front of the stage, just being the drummer, you always sort of feel a bit removed from the action on the stage, and sometimes there's a bit of a smoke stream going on or something like that. And I always end up looking at Ben, and he sort of gives me sort of a funny look, and that just sort of calms both of us down. And then we realize that, you know, we can do this. We've practiced, and we just stay composed and play for the people in the front, and also play for the people in the back, because then they will also feel part of the part of the whole experience.
There's something really addictive of people shouting your name.
That's a good thing.
Hashtag these guys just broke in. You guys are amazing. Wish you all the best, you know. It's a long road ahead. But the great thing about it is that you can do collaborations with people like Tandy Dry, FB Arwa, you know. Who knows? Because this music thing is so unknown to us. But we kind of think that we know that this is the way it's supposed to sound. But actually, no one knows how it's supposed to sound. But in closing, 9 minutes left of the show. So I've been thinking while I've been listening to these talented gentlemen over here that what can we do, you know? And I think one thing that brought everyone in this room together is just the love of music. So what I'd like us to go back to is I'd like Junior to join us back on the keys, and I'd like the gentlemen to stay around with their guitars. And what we're going to do is it's the phrase game again. So FBRY, join us again. So we got two vocalists, two male, one female. Well, three. Wow.
Three vocalists.
What do you call it? Because I know three people is a trio, two people is a duo, four people is a quartet, five people is a quintet. What is this? This is magic.
A band.
Junior, give us some chords there. We're going to... The phrase of the day is for the love of music. Are you okay with that, Junior?
Let's do it like this. They can play the chords. Okay. And I'll play the bass line.
Oh, that is so delicious.
Just go for it, guys.
That is moist. Junior, I love you, son. Give us the chords, guys.
And I can't see. Said I can't see across the ocean, and I can't dream across the ocean no more. I need all this music inside me, girl, playing it all the time. Oh, and it goes like
nothing that I can do. I've been feeling over my head. There's nothing that I can say. There's not much that I can do. There's not much that I can do to feel in love with you.
The bright lights and fancy light. This is all for the love of music. This is all the things that I do just for the love of music.
We got a crowd. Oh, thanks, audience. Amazing. Amazing. That is, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Amazing. Amazing. I just want to say, if anyone noticed in the room, you guys had your song called Music in My Head.
Yeah.
And we just had a different approach to it, you know, yeah. So we approached it differently. So I guess that's the way music is these days, you know, there may be a phrase or name of a song, but it's how you approach it. But I have to say and remind the listeners out there that everything we just did here was unrehearsed. This is what we call musicianship, you know?
Well, us and the boys did have a little bit of practice before we came up.
Don't mess with my vibe. Don't mess with my vibe.
I've been put on the spot throughout the whole show.
You know what I mean? That's what it's about, and that's what being alive is about, you know, being put on the spot, not being prepared. Because I think that's when you'll be at your best, because you'll give everything you have just for that moment, just to prove yourself. And I have to say, hashtag everyone in here is awesome. And just in closing, where could we get some of your music, Miss Tandi Try?
Oh my gosh, you can get some of my music on iTunes. Is Tracksaw still alive? Yeah, on Tracksaw.
Hey, wait! I just have to stop you, gentlemen. You've been in the presence of these three artists over here, and how are you accepting this? How does it all sound to you? 20 seconds. You keep it short.
It's overwhelming, the possibilities of breaking into the music industry, and yeah, just
that was so well said.
In admiration.
Definitely, and you shouldn't be intimidated by anything. You know, anything is possible, just as long as we are together musically, and we've got that whole relationship going of musicianship. Yeah. If only people could come together like this and be in harmony, and we'd do a lot of great things.
Exactly. Yep.
I should write a book. But you were saying.
Yes, iTunes, Tracksource. I've been on a lot of. I've collaborated with a lot of. with a lot of artists.
I'll tell
Musica.
You've collaborated with Mo Flavor.
Yeah.
You've collaborated with Cuba.
Yeah.
DJ Shimza.
Yeah.
The list does go on. Nutty Nice. Charles Webster.
Yes, of course.
That is impressive. Charles Webster is an international house producer, DJ. Well, anyway. How can we catch up with you guys, dude? Flashpoint, your music. You guys on YouTube?
Yeah. You can look us up on Flashpoint SA on Facebook. Capital F, capital S, capital A. And, we've got videos, we've got photos, everything on there. You can contact us through there as well. So.
And the group of the day, I tell you, you'd probably walk past these guys.
They wanna fixing a tie or something.
Or paint my house. I think, I don't want to say you guys should get like an image consultant. I don't want to be that guy.
No, but that is important.
You know, someone who's been in the industry, as Tandi Dry says, that it is important to have someone who's going to look after your look.
Yeah.
You know?
Have an image, stand out.
Let's just leave you guys with something, you know?
Yeah.
Say now, Tandi Dry. You were the image consultant for a gentleman over here. I think you guys should stick in uniform throughout your whole career.
What's the look?
I think not a chance.
It's a cool look, guys. But Tandi Dry, what do you think about gentlemen? How could you juice them up?
Honestly speaking, I would like them in leopard skin.
Aww. This is not the jungle, Tandy. What is wrong with
you?
The SA lady.
Oh, because they look like real Africans. That's your thing.
No. Like, honestly speaking, guys, I don't know those. There's these like African shirts that are going on. It's on some half swaggish with your kind of chino form. I don't know. I can't explain it. But
what kind of bottoms? Like, what kind of shoes would you have us wear?
Oh,
with
man.
That outfit, like.
I'm sorry, I'm not a sneakers or person. Okay. I don't know. I think simplicity is more. Okay. So yeah, like yeah. Okay. I just wouldn't put you in sneakers or there's this other word for those sparkly things that boys wear.
Sparkly.
Yeah, like those dramatic shoes.
That's the Elton John shoes. I guess.
Yeah. No. I don't know what they are, but no.
Anyway, I hope you guys leave this room with something, you know. Because the gentleman left with his hope in the industry, you know, just collaborate with people. You guys left with some advice on how you can, not that there's anything wrong with you guys' image, but there's so much that can be done, you know. And Tandy left the room with...
I'm just blessed.
Yeah, she's blessed to be in the presence.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She's the only lady in the room, by the way. Yeah. Am I the only one that noticed? Anyway, it was so amazing catching up with you guys. And I just have to say that your music will be on us. You guys broke in. We'll be playing your jams. And whatever is new, just send it through to music@cliffcentral.com and we will gladly play it. So this is us signing out. It was really great sharing a whole hour with musicians. You know, it was so easy interviewing you guys because you guys are so are professionals and you guys are naturals. So I think in closing, because she was the only lady in the room, I think it would be only appropriate if we ended off the show with her song. So the song we'll be playing out with is Cuba and Tandy Dry. It's called Butterflies. Just 20 seconds. Where does the song come from? Why the song?
It came from a time when my friends were teasing me about some guy that I apparently had a crush on. So I just wrote around that, like, you give me butterflies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Definitely. And this is us signing out. I hope you enjoyed the show. Catch you guys next time. Up next is Aria Kalman on Cliff Central. Enjoy. Thank you very much, everyone.
Hey.